It was our 42nd wedding anniversary on the 5th of October 2010, and we had booked tickets to see the St. Petersburg Choir at the Tabernacle, Machynlleth. They were wonderful, and I filmed the concert while Ray took photographs. I often watch the DVD and think to myself how far they had travelled to participate in this concert. I gave a copy to Dad and he enjoyed it. He did have an old LP of Russian choirs, and I can just see him now sitting in the parlour listening to it on his old gramophone. When I was little, they used to show lots of Russian dancers on the black and white television, and my sisters and I would try to copy them, but found it very difficult. Dad would often say that Wales had the best male voice choirs and Russia the second best. I totally agree with him. Ray was 60 years old on the 8th of May 2011, so he decided to retire from work early rather than wait until 65 years old. The job was so stressful, and we wanted to be home together and have some enjoyment before it was too late. He'd saved all his holidays so that he could leave earlier, and he left the house as a Royal Mail postman at 5:30 a.m. on the 6th of April 2011. Deciding to retire early was a difficult decision for Ray and myself, because we were wondering how we'd manage without our wages. We did make the right decision, and even though we are together most of the time, it's turned out very well. After the success of the Holy Trinity Church exhibition, Kath Milner and Fran Knight wanted to share the archive with everyone. They asked Sarah Ead and myself if we would like to join them and form a Corrie's Community Archive. We had already given them access to our personal collections and jumped at the chance to help. Sarah Higgins, who was an archivist, lecturer and lived at Corrie's, thought it would be an excellent chance for her students from Aberystwyth University to come and help us. They showed us how to digitise our photos onto the People's Collection Wales site on the internet, which was founded by the Welsh Assembly Government and in collaboration with the National Library of Wales. The students had permission to use the Corrie's Institute computers, and they brought a scanner with them. They worked very hard, and I really enjoyed working with them, but little did we know what we'd let ourselves in for. On the 12th of May 2011, we had an inauguration presentation at the Corrie's Institute. Each student described what they had been doing, and we had a slideshow and refreshments afterwards. When they left, I really missed them, and I gave them each a DVD. Sadly, the archive didn't continue because there weren't enough volunteers to help. However, so I set up my own. I called it Kynos Archive and is now on the People's Collection Wales site on the internet. The roof of our cottage had been deteriorating for some years, so the time had come to find a good builder. Ray chose Glyn and Martin Price of Aberangell, and a deal was struck for May 2011. The scaffolding soon went up. They demolished the two chimneys, stripped the slates and stacked them neatly onto the scaffolding. They were then removed from the scaffolding into the Manitou hydraulic loader and taken away. By the time they'd started to felt and batten the back of the roof, the weather changed, with sudden heavy showers and strong winds. It was a struggle to hold the weatherproof fabric down and nail it on, but they managed it in the end. When the weather settled, they rebuilt the chimneys and fitted fascia boards, etc. on. It was then time for the new slates to go up. The Manitou really saved time, as it would have taken most of the day to carry them up a ladder. Once sorted for thickness, the slates were stacked on the battens ready for nailing on, and it looked lovely when finished. On Friday the 10th of May, they all left, and strangely enough, Ray and I missed them. They too were given a DVD and CD each to remind them of their time at Arevile. The cottage also needed new windows, but it took us a while to decide whether they'd be plastic or wood. I've never liked plastic ones, even though they don't need to be painted, but they do have lots of other faults, so in the end we decided on wood. My brother Brian was a carpenter, and Ray asked him if he would like to make new windows for our cottage. He agreed, and the three of us designed the one we wanted. Ray and I undercoated and glossed each one of them before Brian fitted all of them in, and Ray also helped to fit them too. I must say they looked smart when they were all in, and I was very proud to say that Brian had made them for us. Ray and I also worked very hard. Brian also made the four doors for our cottage, and we wanted one similar to the old ones. Ray and I undercoated and painted each one ready for Brian to fit. We had also bought hand-finished wrought iron door furniture, hinges, bolts and knobs for them. The front door was the first to go in, and the last one was the old smithy door, which Ray had made himself in 1992. We were both up at 5 a.m. to dismantle this door and window, etc., before Brian came down at 7 to fit it. This old door is now my office door, and the other three were recycled by Ray to make a large coal bunker and to store my recycling tubs in the backyard. The doors looked great. In fact, the cottage looked nicer than ever, especially after Ray had finished off cementing around all the doors and windows. And it was March 2012 when we actually finished. The only thing left to do was paint the cottage, which is exactly what Ray and I did later on. On the Saturday 1st of September 2012, Dad telephoned me around 6 a.m. to say that he'd been awake since 3 a.m. with chest pains. Ray and I rushed up to his house. Sharon and Brian were already there, trying to arrange an ambulance for him. After a long wait, one finally arrived and took him to Machynlleth School sport field, where he was transferred to an air ambulance helicopter and flown to Morriston Hospital in Swansea. His heart kept fading and stopping on the journey, and just as Brian and I arrived at Morriston by car, Dad passed away at around 11 a.m. Brian and I went to see him, and I thought he looked peaceful, even though he must have been through hell. I just couldn't believe he'd actually died and wasn't coming home with us. I was glad that my brother Brian was there with me. His cremation took place on the 8th of September 2012 at Aberystwyth. Ray and I collected his ashes on the 27th of September 2012, and as this was his final ride in our car, we played one of his favourite music CDs on the way home, and both of us had tears in our eyes. A month later, on the 4th of October 2012, we buried his ashes with my mum Moira at the town cemetery in Machynlleth. It was a sad moment and the end of an era for the family. Now Dad had died, we had the task of clearing out his house, and luckily Dad and I had already emptied most of the drawers and taken the clothes to the Salvation Army. Ray and I had also been busy for months before clearing the rubbish from the washhouse, sheds, etc. It saved a lot of time because I honestly don't think we would have cleared it out in a week. Anne and Barry stayed there for a week and went through all the paperwork. Anne was the executor of the will and finalised the estate, and I was very grateful to her because I am not very good with paperwork. Ray and I used our little car and trailer to take all carpets, etc., to Potter's Yard, and Brian also helped. We were experts at it by now because we'd cleared so many family homes, as Ray was the only one with the trailer. I remember Dad saying that all his belongings would end up in a skip, but how wrong he was. Most of the family took things back with them, even his Pyrex mugs. He would have been so pleased. September the 17th, 2012 was the day we left 13 Isle of Bryn forever. It was so final, 56 years of memories, happy and sad ones. Then came the remembrance of my home, and as the thought came to me, Hiraeth stirred in my breast, that pain which clutches the heart when one is away from the dear old home of one's childhood.